pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat dito sa ating snack break time. Cheers! Kamusta po kayo? At muli po tayong nagpupuri sa Panginoon Diyos sapagkat napakabuti niya sa atin. Sa kabila ng pandemya, ay patuloy pa rin po tayong nagiging productive sa buhay. Alam niyo, marami po ay hirap na hirap po sa ngayon. Pero hindi po yan ibig sabihin tapos ng labanan. Ano? Malaki po ang ating pag-asa sapagkat kakampi na natin ng Panginoon Diyos. Ngayon, salamat din po sa mga taga SBC, sa mga taga Security Bank. Ano? At patuloy po tayong magsama-sama sa gawain na ito. Now, sa ating pong pagpapatuloy, actually, this is our second season on the heart of a champion. Kung naalala ninyo on our first season, we discuss about the four C's. Ano po yung four C's na ito? The clarity or the clear heart, the collaborative heart, the committed heart, and the character building heart. Ngayon naman po, titingnan natin ang next C's. No? Ito po ay apat din on this season and on this next series. Napaka-importante po ito sapagkat ito po mga bagay nito, this is the action point. Hindi na lamang ito making some principles but making sure that they are to act. For example, ito pong unang pag-uusapan natin is about the choosy heart. Ano ho yung choosy heart? This is actually a heart that makes decisive choices. You see, life is a matter of choices. Whether we like it or not, every day of our life we make choices. Eh, buti sana kung ganun lang kasimple yung mga choices like choosing what to eat, choosing what to wear, ganyan. Buti sana kung ganun lang kasimple. Ang problema, mayroon po mga tinatawag na defining moments na mga choices. Choices on who to marry, or choices on not to marry, or to remain single, or to get married, ganyan. Yung mga ganung choices like what work to pursue, what career to pursue, where to work. Yeah, those are defining moments because it affects your future, it affects it affects your life. And of course, the most deciding moment is when you are to live in eternity. Kaya yun po yung mga challenges, especially now that in this pandemic, many are dying. Nung una po, it's really sad that to hear people getting sick. Noon, parang malayo sa atin eh. Pero ngayon po, these are friends. These are known to us. Yung familiar to us. Yun po yung medyo sad part na nangyari sa atin ngayon. Kaya nga, napansin ko lang sa Facebook. When you look at Facebook, ang dami yung condolence. Ang hirap na nga hong makakita ngayon ng happy birthday. Yun po ang challenge. No? Parang we need to really make a choice. So, how can we really make a choice? Now, meron po isang old CEO, nag-retire na po at nagkataon yung bagong CEO was asking for pieces of advice from his old boss. And sabi niya, boss, I know it's hard to fill in your shoes kasi talagang magaling yung boss, talagang he made the company successful. And sabi niya, being the new and your successor, medyo hindi ko po alam ang gagawin ko. What would you advise me? Sabi niya, if you want to be good and really great CEO, then make right decisions. Sabi niya, Rick, make right decisions. Make right choices. Sabi niya ganyan. Eh, sabi niya, sir, how can I make right choices? Sabi niya ganun. Then, learn to decide and be willing to have wrong choices. Yung importance ng making decision, whether right or wrong, is really crucial. Naalala ko si Ronald Reagan when he was still young. He was talking to a cobbler and sabi niya ganun, please make me a customized shoes. Sabi niya, so what do you prefer? Which do you prefer, the square toe or the round toe? And di sabi niya, okay, ganito na lang. I'll give you 2 days to decide. So after 2 days, wala pa rin siya decision. He was still indecisive whether square toe or round toe shoes. So sabi niya, okay, I'll give you another week. After a week, hindi pa rin makapag-decide si Ronald Reagan. Sabi niya, wow, anong gagawin ko? Oh, don't worry. Sabi niya ganun, ako na, bahala. So as soon as the shoes were done, sabi niya ganun, okay, nagulat po siya, right foot, square to, yung left ay round to. And sabi niya, oh, how come? They are different. Parang bakit ganun? And sabi niya, I just want you to wear this so that you would be reminded that if you will not make a choice, you will not have a choosy heart, or you will not make a decision, somebody else will decide for you. Friends, if we want to be champions, we need to to learn how to make decisions. And we need to make a courageous stand on what we choose to do. How can I be sure that I'm making the right choices? Now, let me give you some tips. The 3D tips. 3D tips. No? 3D tips. This may not be exhaustive, but this will help you to start making choices. Una, destination. The first D is destination. Where do you want to go? So all decision must be towards that direction. Don't ever make decision that will lead you away from that direction. Naalala ko, may nagpa-counsel po sa akin couple. At itong couple na ito, pagpalapit pa lang, nakakagulat po. Sabi niya, can we ask for advice? Sabi niya, yes, what do you want? Sabi niya, ganun. How can I help you? Sabi sa kanila. Sabi niya, well, gusto po naming maghiwalay. Although it was a joke, but it was something taken seriously. Sabi ko, edi maghiwalay kayo. Bakit po kami, di ba masama ho yung maghiwalay? Alam nyo palang masama eh, bakit kayo maghihiwalay? Ayan. So, from there, biglang napaisip sila. Parang bigla silang iniisip na, oh nga no, kailangan namin mag-desisyon. And sabi ko, so ano ba talaga gusto nyo mangyari? Maghiwalay o magsama kayo ng mabuti? Yun ang unang tanong natin, ano yung gusto mo mangyari? So if you are not clear of what you want to happen, every decision we make must be in line with what you want to happen. So therefore, your destination must be clear. So anong gusto mo mangyari? Now, before you make a decision on what you want to happen, make sure that what you want to happen is something that is worth fighting for. Yung bang hindi yung, wala, gusto ko talaga maghiwalay, bahala na. Hindi, yan ba talaga? Is it really worth fighting for? Yung maghiwalay. Kasi baka mamaya, yung hinahanap mo, hindi yun ang solusyon. Kaya klaruhin mo ng mabuti. Kaya ulitin ko ha, when you make a decision, make your destination very clear. You see, there was a book that entitled The One Thing. This book tells us that the big results are directly related with our laser beam focus. That was the word said. Laser beam focus. Kasi yung laser light lang naman yan eh. Talagang nag-focus lang yan. It can destroy, it can melt. Kasi sobrang focus. Sabi niya, this is why some people accomplish more than others with the same amount of given time. Can you imagine? Kasi because of their laser focus. So, importante ho yun. Kasi the moment that destination and your eyes are focused on it. For example, marriage. Nung kinasal ka ba talaga? Talaga bang inisip mo maghihiwalay kayo? Nobody who gets married who is in his right mind na ang iniisip maghihiwalay. Kaya yung paghihiwalay is after effect ng maling klarong destination. Kaya klaruhin mo, wag kang gagawa that will destroy your marriage. Wag kang gagawa kasi nung kinasal kayo, yung ang isip nyo, you will be together forever. Kaya dun ka pa lang. And same thing with the company. Diba? Pagka yung company, every company must have only one product or service that he is known for. So, kunyari, ikaw din, as you are to, let's say, you work, dapat mayroong isang bagay about you that you are known for. Hindi known for kabalastugan, kundi known for something worth the name. Yung ba, worth carrying the name. Ang pangit naman kung ang poor insulting name at pangit na pangalan ang dala-dala natin. Kaya every successful individual, every successful company, every successful person or organization have always one product or service or character that he is known for. What is your one thing? Yan. Clarify your one thing. Minsan may isip tayo na everything equally matters. Hindi ho yung makatotohanan. Hindi ho lahat ng bagay matters to us. There is only one thing that really matters. Kaya nga maging si Jesus Christ when Martha was so busy preparing for food, perhaps she was doing it for the Lord. She was so bothered about so many things while Mary was just seated and listening to Jesus Christ, because that was a very rare opportunity to hear a person who was full of wisdom to be heard. Kaya kung yan ipag may isang pagkakataon lang, eh wag mong sayangin, di ba? Kaya sabi ni Jesus Christ, you know Mary, you are bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Yun yung pinili ni Mary. One thing is necessary. One thing is important. You ask yourself, what is that one thing that is important to you? That is that one thing that really matters to you. That will make you a champion. You can, without that one thing, you'll never win. In fact, kaya nga yung ibang tao, kahit na hindi pa sila nanalo, they're already a champion because they were able to identify their one thing in life. Nowadays, we are multitasked. We're trying to multitask. Kahit sa Zoom, marami nag-Zoom. Habang nag-discuss, daming ginagawang ibang bagay. Kaya hindi sila makakonsentrate. Kaya at the end of the day, the end of the meeting, marami silang na-miss because they were not able to concentrate. You know, multitasking is possible, but it is impossible to do everything effectively. We need to focus only on the most important thing, your one thing. And obviously, ito, this will lead us to really find a real passion on what to live it, to live for. And again, hindi ibig sabihin that that one thing should be so big that we are to aim high and act boldly. We should never equate big with bad, you know? Never allow our thinking to limit our capacity. We should never be afraid to fail, but we need to take a courageous decision. Kaya nga, you must have a choosy heart, a heart that is willing to make a choice. Number two, that we need to ask ourselves, aside from our destination, that would make us ask questions like, what is my one thing? What is my one thing? That would be your small focus. And what is my one thing right now? Yan, ngayon. So yun po ang ating po mga tulong sa atin sa destination yan. What is my one thing? What is my one thing now? Ayan. So, dun pa lang, we can make right decisions dun pa sa unang dalawa. Sa araw na to at sa medyo sa malayo-layo yung pananaw. Okay? And the second thing that we need to have and to understand, hindi lamang po yung pong destination. The second D is determination. We must be determined. We must count all the cost. Whenever you make a decision, make sure that you have counted all the cost. Kaya nga sabi ni Jesus Christ, before you build a building, count the cost. Otherwise, people will say, look at him, he was not able to finish the project. Same thing, when you fight a battle, make sure that you have counted your army, how strong you are in comparison to your opponent. So crucial yon. You need to count the cost because that counting the cost will help you to be determined. It helps you to fight for it and never to quit. It helps you to be committed. Now friends, if we have counted all the cost, then we can also avoid possible traps that will distract us in accomplishing our one thing, like inability to say no. Diba? Since ang hirap magsabi ng no eh. Sa takot natin, baka iwan tayo, wala tayong barkada. Di, but if you know your destination, if you know and determined to get there, then your decision making will be affected. Kaya nga, you can just say no to things that are not really important. Diba? Number two, it also gives us the courage. No courage to face chaos. Handa tayo magkaroon ng mga bagay na magkaari magkocost ng possible chaos for the meantime. Bakit? Pursuing the one thing obviously moves other things to the back burner. Kaya minsan you have to make determined to make that decision. Pag pinag-isipan mabuti, if I say this, this might happen, but it will help me to get to my one thing worth fighting for. And you will also avoid developing poor health habits because we need to manage our energy. We should never sacrifice health in trying to achieve too much. Kaya nga, dun pa lang, maa-avoid din natin yung mga poor health habits. And another thing, di ba? If you have that determination to get to that one thing, you see, we are now to make sure in our decision making that every environment that does not support that one thing, people, physical surroundings, should surely be avoided. Kaya yung bagay na yun, nakatulong pa sa atin if we are very clear of our destination and we are determined to get there. And the final D that we need to use, or the final D that will help us to make good decisions, is decide. Kahit kalagang after clearing it out everything, after asking counsels, after considering all possible cost, then make a decision. You may not know everything. There's still perhaps other things that you may have not considered, but still you need to make a decision. Kaya nga minsan kahit hindi mo ini-expect maging perfect lahat ng bagay in order to make decision. But pero kung alam mo naman na yung tinatahak mo, klaro at nalinis yung puso mo sa ganung bagay, then decide. Now, along the way, as you made your decision, along the way, be willing to be flexible. Kaya decide and keep on designing. You see, the journey, one step at a time. And might be trite, but it's still true. No matter the destination, the journey to anything you want always starts with a single step. That step is called the one thing that we need to do now. You know what? Even in our relationship with Jesus Christ, that is something crucial. God said there are always two roads that you have to choose. The narrow road that leads to life. There's so many no that you have to make. So many sacrifices that you have to have. And all of this, as long as you knew that that narrow gate will lead you to life, you'll take it. That wide gate, forget it. Because the wide gate, when people are lost, they will always choose the wide gate. It is easy. It's full of fun because it's wide. But it will lead us to destruction. What's the point of enjoying now while losing your life? That even Jesus Christ, when he challenged his disciples to make a decision, this is what he said. If you want to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross. Diba? And follow me. That's how to make a decision. You need to understand, what is my one thing? What is my destination? Am I determined to do it? Then I have to make a decision. I have to make a decision by faith. And praise God, my one thing is to be intimate with Jesus. That leads me to fulfill his mission of making others committed followers of Jesus. Why? Because when I made that decision, it is indeed a decision worth living for. Kaya nga ang challenge po rin sa atin ngayon, ganun din. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided? Now, alam nyo, with all of this, a pandemic, tama si Jesus eh. Sabi niya, he who hears my words and applies them is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. That when the storm comes, the house remain standing. Now, but a foolish man, sabi niya, is listening to Jesus and does not apply it. Ano sabi niya? That guy is foolish. Kaya when the storm comes, look at the words, when the storm comes, storms are really real. It cannot be avoided. The only thing we can do is to be prepared for it. And the only preparation we can have is to have a strong foundation. And the strong foundation is made available to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So what's your one thing? Do you practice and use that choosy heart to choose that one thing worth living, worth dying, worth fighting for? Kaya yun po ang tanong sa atin, what is your one thing? David said, one thing I have asked, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Sabi naman ni Paul, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, but looking forward to what lies ahead, the upward call of Jesus Christ. But how about you? How about us? What is our one thing? The choosy heart chooses the most important one thing in life. And I pray that you too will make a decision. Don't just follow the crowd. Make a decision. Say no to the crowd and yes to Jesus Christ, our one thing. God bless us all.